You're climbing through 5,000 feet. Morning sun is low on the horizon. The glare off the cloud layer below you is absolutely brutal, and you're squinting hard enough to miss traffic at your 2 o'clock. You think to yourself, I should have grabbed sunglasses. I'm Tower. This is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Let's talk about eye protection. Now I know what you're thinking. Sunglasses, really? That's the segment? Bear with me, because this is one of those subjects that sounds basic on the surface and has a lot underneath it. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, or AOPA, put out guidance on this recently. And what it makes clear is that most pilots either have the wrong pair or don't fully understand what they need. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's start with the basics, because the basics matter here at sea level. The atmosphere filters a significant portion of the sun's ultraviolet or UV radiation. The higher you climb, the less atmosphere is between you and the sun, and the more UV you're absorbing. The rule of thumb is roughly 5% more UV for every 1,000 feet of altitude. Think about that. At 10,000 feet, you're absorbing about 50% more UV radiation than you would standing on the ramp. For pilots who fly cross-country, who rack up hours in crews, who chase that good day above the haze layer, this adds up over a career. Cumulative UV exposure is directly linked to cataracts, macular degeneration, and a condition called photokeratitis, which is essentially a sunburn on your cornea. It's painful, and it can put you on the ground. Here's what you need to know. Protecting your eyes isn't vanity. It is maintenance. The same way you pre-flight the aircraft, you should be thinking about what you're putting in front of your eyes on every flight. So let's talk about what to look for. The first thing is UV protection. You want 100% UV 400 protection. That's the standard that blocks ultraviolet light up to 400 nanometers, covering both UVA and UVB radiation. Don't accept anything less. You can find inexpensive sunglasses with this rating, and you can find expensive ones. The rating matters more than the price tag. The second thing is lens tint. And this is where pilot sunglasses get interesting, because not all lens colors work equally well in the cockpit. Gray or smoke lenses are the gold standard for most pilots. Here's why. Gray lenses reduce overall light transmission without significantly altering the color of what you're seeing. For a pilot, this matters more than you might think. You need to correctly identify navigation lights on other aircraft, which come in red and green. You need to read airport beacon colors. You need to recognize a VASI, a visual approach slope indicator, which gives you a red over white or white over red guidance signal. If your lens tint shifts those colors, you might misread a critical cue. Green lenses are also considered acceptable. They have similar color neutrality. Brown or amber lenses will enhance contrast, which can be useful on hazy days, but they do shift your color perception toward the warmer end of the spectrum. Some pilots love them for certain conditions. Just be aware of what they're doing. Avoid yellow and orange lenses for flight. Those tints significantly alter color perception and are not recommended for cockpit use. Now here's the topic that always generates debate. Polarized lenses work by filtering out horizontal light waves, which is what creates glare off flat surfaces. They're incredible for driving, they're great for fishing, for flying, they come with trade-offs you need to understand before you commit. The first issue is instrument displays. Many modern glass cockpit displays and some older analog instruments with certain finishes will appear distorted or even blacked out when viewed through polarized lenses at certain angles. You tilt your head and suddenly your primary flight display has a dark band across it. Not ideal at any phase of flight. The second issue is spotting other aircraft. One of the visual cues pilots use to detect traffic against a bright sky is a subtle variation in light reflection off the airframe. Some safety researchers argue that polarized lenses can actually reduce that detection ability at certain lighting angles. The third issue comes up specifically in water flying and on approaches over water. Polarized lenses suppress glare off the surface. That glare can actually be useful because it tells you where the surface is and gives you a rough horizon reference. On a glassy water approach where spatial orientation is already a challenge, removing that glare completely can work against you. Polarized lenses aren't prohibited. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, doesn't ban them, and many pilots fly with them without incident. But the AOPA guidance is clear. Understand the trade-offs before you buy, and if you fly glass cockpit aircraft or spend significant time over water, think carefully. Photochromic lenses are another category worth discussing. These are the lenses that darken automatically in response to UV light. The concern historically was that photochromic lenses would darken in bright sunlight on the ramp and then be slow to lighten inside the cockpit, because the aircraft windshield blocks much of the UV that triggers the darkening reaction. This created a real scenario where a pilot walked out to the plane with dark lenses, climbed in, and spent the first several minutes of the flight with lenses that hadn't cleared yet. Modern photochromic formulations are faster and more responsive than earlier versions. But the right way to evaluate them is to test your specific pair in your specific aircraft. See how they behave inside the cockpit at altitude. Don't just trust the marketing material. Let's talk lens material, because this matters from a safety perspective. Most sunglasses today use polycarbonate lenses. Polycarbonate is impact resistant, lightweight, and provides inherent UV protection even before any coating is applied for pilots. Impact resistance isn't just a convenience feature. A bird strike, turbulence, a loose object in the cockpit, a sudden movement near a hard panel surface, all of these are real scenarios. Polycarbonate is significantly more resistant to impact than glass. Glass lenses can provide excellent optical clarity, and some pilots prefer them for that reason. But glass is heavier and more fragile. Mineral glass can shatter in an impact. If you're considering glass lenses, make that trade-off consciously. Now, fit and coverage. A pair of sunglasses that sits perfectly on your face on the ground may behave completely differently once you put your headset on. You have cheek pieces, a boom, a headband, all of it is pressing on your frame in ways you didn't account for in the store. Frames that sit slightly off-axis are distorting your view in ways you might not consciously register, but your eyes are working harder to compensate. Look for a frame that sits comfortably with your headset, not in conflict with it. Wraparound styles offer good peripheral coverage, which is exactly what you want for see and avoid. But some wraparound frames will conflict with headset geometry. The only way to know is to test them together. Side coverage matters because glare doesn't only come from in front of you. Low sun angles in the morning and afternoon will hit you from the side, and lenses that don't wrap around leave you exposed. On a morning departure heading east with the sun climbing off the nose, you know exactly what that feels like without protection. Now let's talk about what not to wear, because this is where pilots sometimes make mistakes. Fashion sunglasses designed primarily for appearance often have lenses that are decorative rather than functional. Some are labeled UV400, some are not. Some have lenses with optical inconsistencies, meaning the prescription effect changes as your eyes move across the lens. For casual use, this is a minor annoyance. For scanning a dynamic traffic environment from the cockpit, optical distortion in your lenses is a real problem. Your eyes and brain are constantly working to make up for it, and that adds fatigue over a long flight. If you're buying specifically for aviation, brands that explicitly engineer for the cockpit environment have generally done the work. Randolph Engineering is one name with a long history in the aviation community. Several others have strong reputations. This isn't a product recommendation, it's just an acknowledgement that searching specifically for aviation sunglasses is worth your time. Corrective lens wearers have an additional layer to consider. If you require corrective lenses to hold your medical certificate, prescription sunglasses are an option, but they're expensive. Clip-on tinted lenses that fit over your existing glasses are practical and common in the cockpit. Apply the same standards to the clip-ons that you would to a standalone pair. UV rating, optical quality, and interaction with your headset all still apply. Contact lens wearers should also know that soft hydrophilic contacts can dry out faster at altitude due to lower humidity in the cabin. Even in an unpressurized general aviation aircraft at 8,000 feet, the relative humidity of the cabin air is reduced compared to sea level. Dry contacts impair vision. If you fly with contacts for longer legs, consider lubricating drops approved for in-eye use and stay hydrated. Let's step back to the bigger picture for a moment. See and avoid is the foundational collision avoidance strategy for visual flight rules, or VFR, flight. The entire system depends on pilots being able to detect and track other aircraft visually. Your eyes are the instrument. Everything we've covered today comes back to that single point. UV protection, lens tint, optical clarity, glare reduction, fit, and coverage. All of it exists to serve the see and avoid function. If your eyes are fatigued, squinting, sun damaged over years of flying without protection, or impaired by the wrong lens choice, your ability to spot traffic degrades, and in busy airspace, that degradation has consequences. The FAA's Airman Medical Standards don't specify sunglasses requirements, but the AOPA Air Safety Institute includes sunglasses in its safety guidance for a reason. They are a safety tool, the same category as your emergency procedures card or your backup radio for backcountry flying. Not legally required for most operations. Operationally essential. A quick run-through for your next purchase. Look for 100% UV-400 protection. Choose gray or smoke lenses for the most color-neutral view in the cockpit. Think carefully about polarized lenses if you fly glass cockpits or regularly fly over water. Test fit with your headset on, not just on your face. Choose polycarbonate for impact resistance. And check the AOPA's full buyer's guide if you want to go deeper on any of these factors. You don't have to spend a fortune, but you should spend some thought. The eyes you're flying with today are the only ones you've got. Credit to AOPA for the guidance on this one. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.